When I joined Baba for Good, leading up, always wanted to be a nun, a real nun. When I left home, at that time, I never saw mother or had anything to do with my family. And I saw mother only when she came to visit her son, which I couldn't sit and talk to her like that now, because I had to be with Mary. Mind you, she's the sister. But I would see her, greet her, good morning, good afternoon. I see her with Baba. So one day she said she was also a proud lady. And she had that inherent dignity. And yet she couldn't keep away from herself. She adored him. And she loved me. I had a very happy childhood. So she would say to me, won't you come home for 2-3 days? Mm-hmm. Well, nice. I said, what? You ask Baba. Baba tells me to call you, because now my orders are just not for Baba. No. You ask. I can't. You ask me if he orders me to. No, I won't ask. So neither of us ever asked. But there's something else leading to the better day.
You want to be alone?
Yeah.
She's with the last one.
Huh? Yeah. But I was wondering if that had anything to
do with it. No, it's because I went to a Catholic convent school. But I've always loved the man. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something very deep inside me. Even later, even today, if I see two nuns walking across the street, walking on the road, I'll cross the street just to be able to pass them and say, good morning, mother. And they say, good morning, my child. You know, that's one of the ways they taught us to talk softly. It was cool on the Catholic Convent School. And my mother and sisters would really leave their hands or box in their hands or whatever they were doing. They say, the mommy sister, good morning, my child. So they thought I was going to be a Catholic. Because one of the girls, one of my Catholic friends, said to me one day, Mommy, your army, do you know why the nuns are so good to you? I said, yeah, why? That's because you're going to be a Catholic nun? I said, I'm not. But you said so. I said a nun. Well, what kind of nun? I said, I'm going to become a real nun. I didn't know what I meant by that, but I think as a child I meant not costume, you know, but real. I don't know, whatever it was. It was being with Baba. I meant Baba's man. That Mara, Naja, the others. I was quite little then, age difference. And it was that. A nun in the very real sense of the word. But as I said, it was so when I first joined Baba, I was a very earnest student girl, very serious, very holding on with both hands. And I think you'll see some of that earnestness in some of my pictures. And you know, back there, it's but I won't have anything else. But I can't. But talking about pictures. But as I said, it was fun, but no joke. It was fun, maybe Baba, but no joke. But you wouldn't want it any other way. You wouldn't want anything else than that. But, what did I say?
Pictures.
Huh?
Pictures.
Pictures. Talking about pictures. In our time, nobody smiled at pictures. I mean, it's taken us a long time to learn that even if you smile or move your head, a camera takes a picture. Because in the time when we were there, these cameramen came and they put this black shroud over their own heads, and then you were supposed to sit still and not move. Even if a fly or a gnat came, you just stared and stared. And Rana tells me that Rana was older than me. And Rana tells me that in that time, they used to have, you see these pictures of old men, either of a business or an office, or whatever, all in suits and hats, sitting together like this, or like that, or not together. And she said, they would have iron clamps at the back of their necks, fixed to the chair. The chair would have an iron clamp, and you had a fix in it. So that, you know, you just don't move. It's not seen in the picture, but that's what keeps you absolutely straight in the leg. So the picture wouldn't blur at all. I mean, only very, really, only since a few years, with at least I love to accept the fact that, you don't have to, you know, you can have the two books you like.